Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hello to you on this wonderful Monday. This hour sponsored by CGR Wholesale Roofing and Siding Supply Center. Doran is off today. He will be back tomorrow. Hit us on that fan hotline presented by Nemecolon around every corner. Nemecolon creates real life magic for guests. What a day in the NFL without the Steelers playing yesterday. It was interesting to observe. Patrick Mahomes, he struggled, right? The offense struggled. The Kansas City Chiefs did not put up a lot of points. That had been their calling card, but no, not this time. Oh, wait a minute. Man, this happens on Mondays sometimes where people come in, they mute the settings, it doesn't really work all that well, and then you need to have a second go at it like this, Mahomes.
Obviously, we missed some kicks and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, we had multiple opportunities to score. So, I mean, we have to find ways to get the ball in the end zone, and that starts with me. You can't just get yards. We got to be able to get in the end zone when we're down there.
Okay, and they lost to Indy 20-17, but that's not where it starts and where it ends. There's a lot of it around the NFL. Carolina 22-14, Miami in that marquee game seemingly at 1 o'clock yesterday that so many people watched, 21-19. Tennessee beat Las Vegas 24-22. Then the scores got real low. Washington scored just 8. The Chargers, they're supposed to be high-flying. They had 10 points. Green Bay and Tampa, it was just 14-12. Arizona scored 12. And then the nightcap, if you really wanted to watch a great game Sunday night, 11-10, Denver over San Francisco, which was the second 11-10 game in history. The Steelers played in one of them. What am I getting at? There was a lot of games where one of the scores, if not both, and sometimes the winning score, started with a 1. That's amazing to me how down it was all around the NFL. That being said, then you localize it, bring it home to the Steelers and say, yeah, you know the Steelers are going to be built on defense this year, but don't you then kick yourself and say, if they just had the semblance of some offense, if they could maybe find a way to score a couple more points, and this isn't a gigantic trend in the NFL, it was just kind of 1 week, but the scores have been down some, maybe they could do some things. It doesn't take a ton right now. This isn't necessarily the 35 points a game NFL that maybe everybody thought it would be.
Yeah, I think to your point, it's not much more than a little bit of a statistical trend right now. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that less and less preseason work gets done than ever before. So you got a lot of rust on these offenses. We saw it in particular with the Bengals in week one, right? But the Steelers are averaging 18 points a game, and that would have been enough to win 8 games yesterday. That's not something we're used to. And so, yeah, if they could just put it together, then you wonder, would the Jets will be a nice opportunity to maybe get that ball rolling a little bit, but you wonder, would they have a chance at, say, Tampa, if Tampa's only going to score at 12 as they did yesterday? Would they have a chance against the Bills? Maybe. They only scored 19 yesterday, although Ken Dorsey lost his ever-loving mind after that 19-point effort. Is 18 points a game going to be enough? I don't think that trend is going to last, but if they could just grind out a couple touchdowns, please.
The NFL's not the Big 12, Crowley. It just isn't. Find a way, and does that then, if you're not there already, and by the way, Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. If you're not there already, doesn't that, at least for me it does, expedite the what are we waiting around for with the offensive coordinator?
That's exactly right. Because you're right there if you make some offensive changes. If you don't, you're effed. You're screwed. Because for as bad as offenses were and good ones were at times around the NFL this weekend, I still look at them and say, come on. The Steelers can't compete with them most weeks. You've got to do something different. If the Steelers could average 23 points per game, I think they're a playoff team. But that's a long cry away from 18 points per game when you look and see how the offense has performed thus far.
I mean, you think of last night and you think of how much money they gave Russell Wilson and everything that they did to go get him, Denver did. He puts up 11 points.
And they went out and got some quote-unquote boy wonder. He's not. I realize he's not that young. But young offensive hotshot coordinator
who
to come in and be the head coach.
2 weeks in, needed to go hire someone else to help him.
To basically do the head coaching
stuff.
Of keeping an eye on the clock and calling timeouts. And I mean, it's weird to me that, you know, you see Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs struggle to score points against the Colts. You see all these teams, the Rams only score 20, that we're used to lighting up scoreboards, not doing it. Again, I think that's indicative of the lack of preseason work, but to bring it back around to the Steelers got everybody work on the offensive side of the ball in the preseason. They should be humming along. And whether it's the coordinator you want to change, whether it's the quarterback you want to change, whether you'd like to change both and maybe a few other pieces while you're at it, and we said this Friday morning, but it obviously holds true because they haven't played a game since then. This is the best possible time to do it. You're getting the Jets at home, and their second-year quarterback looks like he may be back in the lineup. This is your chance, if you're the Steelers, to really turn things in a positive direction. If you're going to make changes, now's the time.
Yeah, they stink on third down, and Matt Canada doesn't know what he's doing. But when I watched games yesterday, whether it was Miami, whether it was the Chiefs, whether you watched Buffalo to some degree, the Chargers, of course, Vegas.
Jacksonville put up 38.
Yes, all of those teams. When I watched those teams, though, I did say outside of the quarterback position, which is a big deal, and the flux at quarterback that the Steelers do have, they match a lot of teams skill position-wise. You watch their receivers. You watch what's supposed to be the running back room. You look at the tight ends for sure. The Steelers should be able to match these teams at least and scratch out 17, 20 points. I don't get it, especially in the receiver room.
Well, that's what kills me. I brought it up on the early morning show. I think the Steelers are an upper quarter of the league kind of team at their skill position players, and yet they're just so bad offensively. All those teams you mentioned, you have faith that they can figure it out on offense. Tom Brady's Bucks have been awful offensively through three games. He's still Tom Brady to me. I think they're probably going to figure it out. Maybe they won't be quite what they were last year, but I think they'll figure it out. Kansas City will figure it out. The Steelers can't figure it out unless they make changes, and they're not going to make changes, so they're not going to figure it out. And that's why watching all these games this weekend, it just made me more mad than anything because I know that they have the skill position players to stand up to these teams.
And in the next month, when they face all of these teams that maybe have struggled a bit or maybe have shown flashes of offensive greatness. You think about the Dolphins. But, you know, when you're facing Buffalo, who's coming off that 19-point effort and Ken Dorsey smashing up the press box, when you're facing Philly, who put up 24 points in a single quarter yesterday, you're either going to be facing a team that's just starting to find themselves offensively or a team like Miami, like Philly, that's already found themselves in week one or week two, and they are humming and they are rolling. And now not only are you trying to find yourself offensively, but you're also, to bring it back around to something we talked about last week, asking your defense to be damn near perfect if you want to have a chance to win.
This team's going to be 2-6 if they don't do things drastically. I don't know how you watched football yesterday, whether it was brilliant plays like Tua coming back in, making a great throw the middle of the field, or bomb plays, ridiculous plays, like a guy like Brady taking a delay of game when they're going to go for two in a gigantic game, a gigantic play that could, I don't want to say decide the season, but could have a big swing in what's going on playoff-wise, whether you watch a great play or a bad play and you don't go, all right, like the Steelers, they could be 2-6, but they're actually, or a butt punt, whatever the hell. You watch all these plays and you say, everybody has a lot of warts. They just do in this league. Every single team. That's what jumped at me yesterday. Is there a team you look at and you go, wow, wow. No matter what I thought going into this season, somebody is far and above the best team in the NFL right now. I mean, is there really?
Are the Eagles
the best team in the NFL by far? Are the undefeated Dolphins the best team by far? You know, you might not get there if you're the Steelers, and you probably won't. But if you watch that and you say, and you don't say if you're the Steelers, man, we got to change something up because I think we could scratch back some if we change this offensive coordinator. If you don't have that thought, if you're Art Rooney, you're derelict of duty.
And they're not. We know they're not. We can predict it. That's the sad part. We can predict that because, in a word, they are predictable. This is what they do. Consistency for consistency's sake. They're not going to do anything. I start to wonder, even Colin. Like, if and we've all got 2-6 on the mind because we can look at the schedule and see what's out there in front of them.
Right.
I even start to wonder that at 2-6 going into a bye week, which again would be the next best opportunity to make a change if you're not going to do it now, if they'll even do it then. And at that point, that's where you start to lose people.
Here are the teams that are 1-2 or worse in the AFC. Jets, Patriots, Chargers, Raiders, Bengals, Steelers, Titans, Texans, Colts. Those are teams you're right there in the fat with. That if you can find a way to come out the other side, you go, okay, you grab one of the last couple playoff spots. Why wait to have this play out anymore? If there's one thing the Steelers are never, it's proactive. They're going to show it again.
Glacial.
Right. But here's the part, though, that I think is different. They have chosen to be Minkah Fitzpatrick trade. Some of the other things that they've done. Devin Bush drafting up. They've chosen to be selectively proactive in other things recently that they've done. Why not now?
Yeah.
Why not now? Because if you go into the season, you say, hey, after a couple weeks, where are you guys? Where are you? Hey, we're arm in arm with the Patriots. We're arm in arm with the Chargers. We're arm in arm. We're better than the Raiders. We are right there on par with the Bengals. We're there with the Titans. You say, yeah, that's probably where the Steelers are supposed to be. Why wouldn't you try to separate yourself?
I think it's their own confirmation bias of Mitch Trubisky. Mitch Trubisky, I think, has the lowest turnover percentage.
He's the safest quarterback in the league by if you look at the measures, right?
Exactly right. And so they look at it and think, if Deontay Johnson catches a ball, maybe that game's different. Maybe we're 2-1.
I look at it and say, if a long snapper from Cincinnati knows what the hell he's doing, they don't have a win.
Right. And I think the problem here is that seeing what we saw yesterday, you worry, will provide even more confirmation bias to them, Adam, in that they think they're perfectly fine with an offense that continues to sputter along in the right lane. Hell, if not kind of off on the shoulder, while everybody else is in the far left lane, Todd Graham hammered down speed, speed, speed. And they're just, they're not even on the same road. Let alone run
but
in the same
why
race.
Why not try to change it? Oh, that's the thing. The Steelers could try to change it. I don't get why you don't try.
Oh, they have to try to change it, or else Mike Tomlin is staring at the face of the first losing season in his career. But the way that they look at it is, Mitch Trubisky's done exactly what they want him to so far. I don't think they think they're far off. And they think if Mitch Trubisky just continues to protect the football, eventually enough points will come that they can win games with defense. They think they're closer than they are.
They're getting right now, the league, what they want. This parity is unbelievable. Everyone is
only
right
two undefeated
there.
Teams already.
Right. Everyone is right there. By the way, we're not going to play it. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. I heard one on Friday added to the Ron Cook vernacular.
Oh?
I heard one as I was driving home. It was incredible. The tight end, right? The tight end from Cleveland.
Oh.
Is now.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like going back in the archives today. I didn't want to go back and do that. I didn't want to start off the Monday in a bad way. But you have Blount and Blount. You have some great ones that he's kind of mispronounced. I wrote it down phonetically, so I remembered it. Nunjokun. David Nunjokun. Yep. So the Browns tight end is a wonderful player.
Yeah.
Who the Steelers had a whole lot of trouble with. It is three syllables, and it is over the air many times, Nunjokun. Did you hear that at all, Crowley, when you were driving home on Friday?
Yeah, he almost got it.
Yes.
Close there, Ron.
It was. It's maybe one of my new favorites. It is right there with the first year and a half of his career, Demoulian.
Yeah.
It is there.
That's above and beyond Gallardo. That's
David Nunjokun. He said they had a... Because at first, I thought it was two different guys. Nunjo and like...
Yeah.
Somebody else.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like Coons Market or something.
Yeah.
Like K-U-H-N.
Mm-hmm. Like John Coon.
John Coon from the Packers.
Right.
I thought at first, like... Because Ron said they had a lot of trouble tackling that Nunjo Coon. And I thought at first it was like Gary Nunn and then Joe Coon or something. And I'm thinking, who the hell are those two players he's talking about from last night? But he meant Nunjo Coon.
It's a good thing he doesn't do the haiku every morning like you do. The syllables would be all kind of effed up and backwards.
So he was talking about David Njoku,
yeah.
Right? Nunjo Coon.
Him.
Yes. Because he goes, they were at the game. I was at the game. And he mentioned something about there was some play that he was involved in that he didn't get – you know, clarity on.
Right.
But yeah, so that's a new one. So add that to the list.
If you don't know, by all means, Ron, yeah, just guess.
Just throw something together.
It made for great entertainment. It really did. They apparently had moments. Again, yeah, I was already, I'd gotten out of the car and I wasn't listening at the time, but Ron and Joe had moments on Friday.
Friction in paradise again?
Friction. Has he ever tried the Clemson quarterback's name, you think?
Oh, no. DJ Ungalele.
That'd be wonderful. That would be spectacular. All right, get money coming up in just a couple minutes. Top of the hour, one that he may have problem with, too, Tua Tagovailoa. He had some problems yesterday, but then he said, no, I'm good. I'm good. Let's go. And we talk about that because the NFLPA this morning is saying, wait, we have a problem with that. We get into that at 7 o'clock. A very good morning to you. Text us anytime you like. Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly, and we remind you, FanDuel is all the fun. That's where the rage is. That's where the fun is. That's where you need to go. FanDuel, football season, you know, it's rolling right now. It's the perfect time to download FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, no sweat, first bet. Went up to $1,000.
Yep, new customers, you get hooked up from FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan, because you get that no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 back in free bets. If your first bet doesn't win, all you got to do, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, plug in our promo code FAN, F-A-N, and then check out everything available to you there. It's perfect for maybe Monday Night Football. Little tight little one-point spread on this game and a really low total. But, hey, maybe you think the 2-0 surprise New York football Giants can make you some money. Maybe it's just simply like a player prop in there, right? Maybe an anytime touchdown score. Whatever it is, put your bets together with a same-game parlay. Boost those odds and win big with FanDuel, including that no-sweat first bet when you download the app and plug in our promo code FAN, F-A-N. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21+ and present in PA. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Some AFC North ball yesterday. The Ravens beat the Patriots 37-26. The Bengals take care of business, get their first win of the season against the New York Jets 27-12. Bucks and Reds tonight at 6:35. You can listen on your Odyssey app. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet or Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, tune in this Wednesday, a couple days from now, 7 p.m., very first edition of Off the Field with Aditi Kinkavala. Nobody knows the NFL and the black and gold quite like Aditi, and now each week she'll sit down with a different member of the black and gold. This week's guest is outside linebacker Alex Highsmith. Join Aditi and Alex this Wednesday, Minio's Pizza House in Allison Park. It's right there on Wildwood Road. It is a wonderful place. It's super. It's great, and Aditi is going to be there with Alex Highsmith. So be sure to check all of that out. Get money.
Get money. Get money. Get money.
Get money. Get money. Get money. Get money. Should we revisit something first, or should we go with our new picks?
Revisit it.
Okay. This is Crowley making me do this, right? We talked about this today. This was get money from last week, from Friday, right? This was my get money pick. He says, here's the bet. Tyler Reddick top three. That's your bet at plus 430. Tyler Reddick has done well at Texas in the past. Tyler Reddick's got a fast car. He's also in some contract limbo where he's switching teams, but it's in 2 years from now. But it might be sped up, and it might be this year. This might really be his last year. They might buy him out of it, and he's going for it. He said, Tyler Reddick top three. That's your pick. Get money, get money, get money.
All right, that was my son's. We always do NASCAR. His NASCAR pick on Friday. Tyler Reddick top three. He won last night. Look,
Tyler Reddick won. I went back and charted it. I went back yesterday. He is now 24 of 31.
Jeez.
With his NASCAR picks. 24 of 31.
Jeez.
It was plus 430 when I said that for Tyler Reddick. It was plus 1650. To win, if you would have bet him to win when I said that. I don't know. This kid, I wonder if he's cheating somehow, my 11-year-old son, and somebody is giving him something, Tim Donahue type stuff.
Hooker by
24 of 31 on his picks in NASCAR.
It's amazing.
Anyhow, all right, get money pick. Why don't you go with yours today, Crowley? What do you got?
Yeah, I've got Micah Parsons. He's had a pair of sacks in each of the first two games. He's minus 105 to go over 0.75 sacks. I think... throw a lot on that. I have confidence he'll get at least one sack in this ball game. And then a bonus pick.
Yep.
West Virginia is a 10-point underdog against Texas. I don't think they're going to beat Texas. They always play them tough. There's quarterback discussions for Texas whether or not Quinn Ewers is going to play in this game. I think if he does, the line is only going to go in the opposite direction. If it does, I like West Virginia to keep this game close. So just wanted to get that in before the line moves.
There we go. What do we got now?
We got baseball because, you know what, it's about getting money. It's not necessarily about watching an entertaining sporting event. And that's certainly not what the Red Sox and Orioles are going to be this evening. But here's the thing. Connor Siebold, who's getting the start for Boston. This will only be his fifth start of the year. But here's the thing. In the other four starts, he's either blown up when they've asked him to throw too many changeups, or he's pitched really well when he's done what he wants to do and goes slider heavy. Guess who one of the worst teams in the league against changeups is? It's Baltimore. Baltimore also against the total 20 times this year, a total of 9.5 or more. They've gone under 12 times. So total of 9.5. Baltimore, Boston, the whole changeup slider deal. Go for it. Take the under Baltimore and Boston.
All right. Here we go. Get money tonight. Giants and Cowboys. They never play on national television, huh? They're playing tonight. Anytime touchdown scores, put a couple together on FanDuel. Zeke and CeeDee Lamb. One's plus 150, one's plus 160. You couple them together and both score a touchdown. A $20 bet gets you about $115. So there you go. I like that because I think they will, well, both score. So anytime touchdown scores, double bag that, parlay them, and bang, there you go. The five coming up next, a Twitter poll before the hour's out, along with a real-life story. It looked like Keystone Cops, apparently, for Crowley just the other day at his house. Wait till we tell you this one. That's all next. Good morning. Happy Monday to you.
Cops involved? Hopefully not, but there may be some kind of legal issue going on in your life. And listen, if you're not used to having to deal with that stuff, could be something as simple as, you know, a will or an estate that needs to be worked out. Maybe it is something more serious, like a criminal matter, maybe a divorce or custody issue, maybe even a workplace accident. All that stuff requires an attorney. Nearly any legal situation you can think of, the Allegheny County Bar Association Lawyer Referral Service, your trusted source for finding the right attorney for your specific case. Rather than simply going online and trusting an internet search, no. Go to the people that know exactly what you're looking for and who can help recommend someone who will be best for what you have going on. Allegheny County Bar Association Lawyer Referral Service, 412-261-5555. You give them a call. You explain your situation. They place you with an attorney best equipped to handle your specific type of case. No cost to use the service. Plus, you'll get a free 30-minute consultation with your attorney as well. 412-261-5555 or simply go to getapittsburghlawyer.com.
Let's start broad here. Question number five. 4 days later, 30,000 feet. Where are you on the Steelers now that you've had time to digest that loss to the Browns?
Well, I'm still down on them. Don't make any mistake. But the league is so average that where I am with the Steelers is they still have a fighting chance because I think that everyone around them also kind of had their boat capsized and everyone else is just also looking for life rafts as well. At least a lot of teams are.
They're going to be 2-6. They're going to have easily the worst offense in the division, if not one of the worst in the entire league. If they don't realize this soon, I'm not sure why we can all see it, but they refuse to acknowledge it. But yesterday, despite the lower scores and the sloppy football in some spots, still doesn't have me feeling any better.
See, I'm more angry after seeing what the Steelers did on Thursday. Had they banked a win there, they're 2-1. They could be 3-1. And then at worst, you're 3-5 at the bye. In the way that the AFC beats up on itself, I think at 3-5, you might still be alive. And maybe you will make the change then. But they missed an opportunity. Did you like the Aaron Judge cut-ins during college football?
I can't believe it happened.
It made people mad. College football fans were mad on Twitter.
Which game did it cut into?
It cut into that Michigan-Maryland game.
Yes, that's right. Which
was a barn burner in its own right.
You know, it's something historic. Well, if he was going for Bonds' record, yes. But not now, because what does this really mean?
Yeah,
What is this record? Like, what is he
doing?
The
AL home run crown.
Right. Yeah, the Yankees home run crown. Yeah, I mean, look, it wouldn't have bothered me if I were watching the Michigan-Maryland game, but I wasn't. Here's the thing. People are going to find what they want to find and consume it how they want to consume it on their own time. If somebody watching the Michigan-Maryland game really cared enough about Aaron Judge every time he came to the plate, they'd find a way to watch Aaron Judge every time he came to the plate. On Fox, in the middle of a Saturday afternoon, it was a little weird. On MLB Network, that's probably where it fits better.
I don't mind if it's 72 going for 73 or 73 going for 74, but it's just another home run.
Yeah, and they muted the audio of the game so that they could take the audio of the broadcast for the baseball game. It annoyed me a little bit if I were a fan of one of those two teams. It's not like he's going for 73, so it did annoy me. Is Pitt going to coast in the Coastal Division? My God.
I don't know if they're going to coast, but they sure seem to, with help from Middle Tennessee State, they sure seem to look pretty good.
They got the inside line,
yeah,
at the very least.
I think this will be, if you're Pat Narduzzi and the weekend shakes out the way that it did, if you don't win the Coastal right now as you're positioned, you have to be disappointed.
Yes.
I think that's
absolutely
the way to put it.
There's not a single team that scares you right now, I think, if you're Pitt. And that's, when you look at what's left on their schedule, there's nothing there that you go, ooh, we got to play, oh, we got to play Duke. Oh, we got to play North Carolina. Yeah, they nearly lost to App State, right? Oh, we've got to play Miami. Yeah, Middle Tennessee. No, we're good. And you get, you know, a team coming in who just fired their coach. So pickings are pretty good to start with.
There's not a game the rest of the way that they should be an underdog in. Not one.
Not unless Miami gets their back together, but that would be the only one.
Couple of NFL questions to wrap things up here. Are the Jags for real?
Man, I thought that Trevor Lawrence was going to stink again this year, and that is not the case. Are they for real? You know, they're definitely better than they were last year, that's for sure. And now you can see how, you know, one thing it does bring into focus is how awful of a coach and how out of touch Urban Meyer was. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's got to be the first thing. But you look at what happened in so far. They beat the Commanders by 6. They killed the Colts. And then what they did to the Chargers offense, they are for real. But I'll say this. If they, and it could happen, if they get beat 43-10 by the Eagles, do they fall all the way out of the sky? Because, again, if you ask me, do they have a better chance of eking out a win against the Eagles or getting beat 43-10? I think the chance is better they get beat 43-10.
I think that could be an absolute shootout, which should be fun to watch. I went through their schedule again yesterday while I was watching Red Zone and seeing the highlights of that game, and this could be an 8 or 9 win team. And that it just goes to show you how important a quality offensive coach can be to a young quarterback. Steelers, Pickett, Canada. That's what it calls to mind for me, is get a decent offensive mind in there with a young quarterback who has a ton of talent to work with, which they do in Jacksonville, and good things will happen.
Depends on your definition of real, but I do think they'll win at least 8 games and be in playoff contention. So
wow.
There you go. Are the Dolphins for real?
Maybe. Buffalo had an early season hiccup last year against the Steelers right out of the gate. Buffalo has this hiccup against Miami. If you fast forward it 2 months, I don't think that Miami's a better team than Buffalo.
I don't think they're a better team. I'll agree with you in that regard. I do look at their schedule as well the rest of the way out and see at least another 7 or 8 wins on there, which means this is, at the very least, a 10 or 11 win team, which means they're going to the playoffs, which in my mind, with a rookie head coach and a Tua that I thought would be underwhelming again this year, despite the addition of Tyreek Hill, that's a wild success for them.
Back to Jacksonville. Didn't they lose to Washington?
Yeah.
Now that I think about it. Yeah, they lost to the...
But are they for real?
I don't know. And then fast forward again to Jacksonville, or to, excuse me, who you just asked
Miami.
About, Miami. Tua may suffer from Kyler Murray syndrome. I don't know if he's going to make it through a full year.
I think they're good. I think they're playoff good. They were hot to end last season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're a true Super Bowl contender. Probably
no.
A year off.
No, the 5. Great questions. Good stuff. Covered it all. Twitter poll coming up in just a couple moments. Then we do dive into Tua. That was a big, big story yesterday. A lot of people watching that 1 o'clock windowed game as you had Buffalo and you had Miami and then you had Tua get his lights put out. A lot of people thought. And then he says, it was just my back. It made me fall and stumble and look like I was punch drunk, but it was just my back. And then he was back in the game and throwing seeds down the middle of the field. So let's talk all about that coming up at 7 o'clock. Before that, though, Twitter poll and Crowley's got a story of searching for something that he loved, absolutely loved. I don't know if he still loves it, but there's that. We get into all that coming up next. Good morning.
Some AFC North ball from yesterday. The Ravens defeat the Patriots 37-26 behind a strong Lamar Jackson performance. The Bengals, they get their first win of the season. They upend the Jets 27-12. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet or Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
All right. Monday morning, no Steeler game yesterday. Nonetheless, we push forward. Lots of NFL action, lots of great things to talk about. Also, we get into our Twitter poll, which is right now. All right, daily Twitter poll from over the weekend. Lots of votes, tons of votes. Thank you so very much for those. Keep them coming all the time, no matter what the Twitter poll is. Vote and tell everybody to vote. So the weekend Twitter poll was this. Who should start a quarterback for the Steelers next week, it's now this week, against the New York Football Jets? 58.7% of you say Kenny Pickett, 29.4% of you say Mitch Trubisky, and 11.9% say Mason Rudolph. Today's daily Twitter poll. Vote when you get an opportunity. Again, at Fan Morning Show all the time. Here we go. What team is the best team in the AFC right now? Bills, Chiefs, Dolphins, or other? Two-thirds of you, 66.4% of you, say the Bills. 22.1% of the respondents said, it's the Fish, it's the Fins, it's the Dolphins. There you are. 7.6% say the Chiefs, and 3.8% say other. Some are writing in Steelers, some are writing in different teams, so there's that. So vote when you get an opportunity again at Fan Morning Show. All right, Crowley, let's get to the meat of this, the heart of this, the biggest story of the weekend. Your feline friend, what happened here? What's your cat's name, by the way?
Marlin.
Marlin.
Marlin. Like the fish. Like the baseball team?
Both great questions or theories. It is actually a girl cat named Marlin because we thought it was a boy, and it's named after where we lived whenever we got her, the street that we lived on. Oh. So we just heard all kinds of racket coming from the basement. It was about 3 o'clock on Saturday, prime college football watching window there. And I go downstairs, see nothing, come back upstairs. Next thing you know, you hear a cat screaming, basically. Just the loudest meows you've ever heard. Okay, here goes Saturday. I walk downstairs. Cat got stuck in the drop ceiling. And there was just enough room for me to climb up on one of those little ladders and look up and see her eyes. I don't know how the hell she got up there. I knew she couldn't get herself out. So the first plan was, let's start snapping our fingers, calling her name, try to get her out, entice her with a toy here and there. Wasn't working. My two-year-old was also there. My wife and I became a whole family process. My wife's a little impatient with the thing. I was a lot impatient with the thing. My daughter is screaming, Marlin, Marlin, Marlin. So I step back. I said, can everybody just shut up? Which did not go over well. You can't tell your two-year-old to shut up. Bad father move on my part. But I was sweaty and I had dust in my hair trying to go up there and reach in. What happened was my wife decided she was going to take charge of the situation. So I went upstairs, went outside. In our window from our basement, you can see through into our backyard. So right. I was in the backyard playing with my daughter.
Is it at like ground level, the window? Is it like a submarine window kind of?
Yeah, the window is at ground level and then the basement's down below. So my daughter and I are playing outside and I just hear very loudly, F, F, F. So I call my wife, yo, cat dead, what the hell happened? I guess what happened and her response was, I spilled a can of tuna in the ceiling.
Oh, my God.
So we had tuna in our ceiling. That was the bait for the cat. What I had to do was I had to take the drop ceiling down. I had to pull it off.
Why wouldn't that be the first move?
I thought we could do it without breaking stuff.
Wait, but don't the panels slide?
Yeah, so did you just take each and every panel out?
No, this thing was bastardized. So it's actually like a tube, not a 2x4, a piece of plywood. Drywall on the ceiling that goes the whole way across.
Oh.
Oh,
it's one consistent and steady piece. It's not those, like, you know, 8x11, but it's not those, like,
squares.
Panels. Yeah. Those rectangle panels or square panels, either one.
Right. If that were the case, I just stuck my hand up, asbestos be damned, who cares, I'm getting this cat. No. We had to take the whole thing down, which we obviously didn't want to do.
Oh.
But instead of prying out nail by nail, in my angered, mad at cat rage, I just ripped the mother bleeper down.
So now what happens?
That cat got out. Cat was covered in dust. Black cat. Kind of looks like a priest because the cat has like a white little thing on her neck.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She was gray because she covered in dust and dirt. And then we spent the rest of it because this took about 2 hours just to figure out, are we going to really pull this thing down? And then it took some time to put back up. And there goes my Saturday afternoon.
So did you ever come up with a working theory as to how this cat ended up in the ceiling?
Something must have caught her eye, or she thought, "Oh, it's
warm
up there."
Breach? Like, where's the little?
Yeah, there's a little hole. Like, we have our fridge down there. She must have climbed up on top of the fridge, and then went from the fridge into the little tiny hole in the ceiling. It was no fun.
Do you foresee her doing it again?
No, we have a door to our laundry room. This all took place in our laundry room. We have a door that is supposed to remain closed. I don't know who left it open. Someone left it open, probably me. And the cat got into the laundry room and then got in the
Question. If you would have waited it out, wouldn't the cat have eventually gotten out the same way it got in? It may have been a day. It may have been some time. Why not just wait it out?
I called my big burly friend Pete, who's very handy. And I said, can you come over and help us take care of this so I can watch the kid or help my wife or you can help me? And he said, Crowman, the cat got in there. The cat's going to get out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Get on with your Saturday.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Why? Right. Why?
Was it the like excessive meow, like that crap that you just couldn't take?
Plus, at first, initially, I thought the cat was like in the furnace because it kept thumping the top of the furnace somehow through the roof.
Well, that might have expedited the process you're looking for anyway.
What, just turn the furnace on, smoke the cat out?
I wouldn't say turn it on, but I mean, you don't seem pleased with this cat.
I'm upset with the cat.
Just a quick suggestion as well. Have you admitted any sort of, sound like a lawyer right now. Have you admitted any sort of fault for the laundry room door remaining open to your wife?
She does not know that it was me. I blame it on the kid.
Okay, there you go. I was just going to suggest that. You're way ahead of me.
I feel you, though. The first house we lived in, my wife and I, they had one of those drop ceilings with those panels on. I was sitting down there watching football late at night on like a Saturday night, college football, and it sounded like 10 elephants were inside that drop ceiling and scared the heck out of me. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I got a flashlight. I moved the one panel, went up. There was one mouse.
Yeah.
But the way that it sounds on there.
We had that in college, and we had mice all throughout our place in college, shocker. And for the 3 years that we lived there, they'd run across the tiles right above my bed, super loud. Oof. And they'd scratch, too. They'd scratch the tile.
Tua, we talk about next. Mm. What a trance. You would just get right into that. But, I hope your cat problem is fixed.
Yeah, well, it was going to be fixed one way or the other.
Yes. Yeah. Now, good stuff. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet for a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. Mr. Smiley, tell me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.